This story is called Snow White by Jacob and Wilhelm Grimm. This is a Library Call adaptation and recording. Once upon a time, a baby girl was born to a king and queen. The child's hair was as black as obsidian, while her cheeks were red as blood and her skin as white as snow, so she was called Snow White. Sadly, the queen died in childbirth, so Snow White never knew her mother. A year later, the king remarried an elegant woman who turned out to be proud and jealous. She could not stand that anyone should surpass her in beauty. She had a magic mirror, which she used every day to admire her own image. She would say, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest one of all?" The mirror would answer, "Queen, you are the fairest of them all." Then the proud queen was content, for she knew that the mirror spoke the truth. But as Snow White grew up, she became more and more lovely and accomplished. By the time she was 7 years old, her talents and beauty had far surpassed those of her stepmother. Around this time, when the queen asked her mirror, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest one of all?" it answered, "Queen, you are the fairest here I hold, but Snow White is fairer a thousandfold." The queen was horrified. From that day forward, a seed of hatred for the little girl began to grow in the queen. The pride and envy in her heart grew like a weed, and soon she was obsessed and unable to sleep. At last, the queen called a huntsman and demanded, "Take the child out into the wood. I will not set eyes on her again. You must kill her and bring me her heart as proof that you have done so." The huntsman obeyed and took Snow White out into the forest. But when he drew his hunting knife, she began to cry. "Please don't kill me. I promise I will run away into the wild forest and never come back." The huntsman, who knew the child was innocent, had pity on her. He said, "Quick, child, run away." "Wild beasts will soon devour her," he thought regretfully. But he still felt it was a weight that had been lifted from his heart, because he had not gone through with the queen's wicked plan. On his way back to the palace, the huntsman killed a deer and took its heart as proof for the queen. Now Snow White was alone in the great wood, with no living soul nearby, and she was frightened and unsure of what to do, so she ran aimlessly. As she ran, she felt her feet and legs pricked by sharp stones and brambles, but the animals passed by without harming her. When it was nearly evening, she was surprised to stumble upon a little house. Exhausted, she decided to go inside to rest. Inside, everything was small, but as neat and as clean as could be. A table stood ready with 7 little plates, and 7 little beds were arranged against the wall. As Snow White was very hungry and thirsty, she ate a few bites of bread and vegetables from each plate and drank a little water from each cup. She didn't want to eat anyone's entire portion. Finally, she lay down in one of the beds and fell asleep. When it was quite dark, the owners of the house returned. They were 7 dwarfs who were miners and spent their day digging in the mountains for ore. They lit their candles, and soon they noticed that their things were out of place. One said, "Who's been sitting in my chair?" Another said, "Who's been eating off my plate?" And a third said in astonishment, "Who is this sleeping in my bed?" As the dwarfs held their lights over Snow White to get a better look, they couldn't help but feel kindness towards this sweet-looking child. So they decided to let her sleep. When Snow White woke up the next morning, she saw the dwarfs and felt frightened. But they were very kind and asked her to tell them how she had ended up at their home. Snow White told them all about how her stepmother had tried to get rid of her, and how the huntsman had spared her life, and how she had run all day till she had found their house. The dwarfs, who worked hard in the mines all day, offered to let her stay with them in exchange for her helping out around the house while they were away. Snow White happily agreed. Each morning, they went out to the mountain and searched for copper and gold, leaving Snow White alone in the house. The dwarfs worried about her and warned, "Your stepmother may soon learn that you are here. Don't let anyone in." Meanwhile, the queen, believing Snow White to be dead, felt certain that she was once again the fairest of all. She stepped in front of her mirror and asked, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest one of all?" This time, the mirror answered, "Queen, you are the fairest here I hold, but Snow White is fairer a thousandfold. She lives now deep within the wood, with 7 dwarfs who have shown her good." The queen quivered with rage, for she knew that the mirror did not lie. She understood that the hunter had tricked her, and she soon thought of a plan to kill Snow White once and for all. "Snow White shall die, even if it costs me my own life," she said. She went to a secret chamber in the palace and made a poisonous apple. On the outside, the apple was shiny and tempting, and anyone who saw it longed to eat it. Yet one bite of the apple would prove deadly. When the apple was ready, the queen painted deep wrinkles on her face and dressed up like a very old woman, becoming quite unrecognizable. In this disguise, she walked deep into the woods to the home of the 7 dwarfs. Once she was there, she called out, "Delicious red apples for sale!" Snow White looked out the window and said, "I'm sorry, but I must not let anyone inside."
"It's okay, my dear," said the old woman. "Here, I will give you one through the window."
"Well, I suppose that would be all right," said Snow White, longing to eat the shiny fruit. She stretched out her hand and took the apple from the old woman. The moment she took a bite, Snow White collapsed dead onto the floor. When the queen got home, she asked the mirror, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest one of all?" At last it answered, "Queen, you are the fairest of them all." Then the queen's jealous heart was at rest, as much as a jealous heart can be. When the dwarfs came home that evening, they found Snow White lying on the ground and not breathing. They did everything they could to try and revive her, but it was no use. Their dear child was dead. They laid Snow White inside a glass coffin with her name and royal title etched into it in gold. Then they set the coffin out on the mountain. After several days, a prince was wandering in the woods, and he passed by the home of the 7 dwarfs. He saw the coffin on the mountain and lovely Snow White inside, and he read what was etched in the glass. Then he said to the dwarfs, "This looks like the work of dark magic. Please, let me do what I can to try and revive this kind-looking princess." The dwarfs, knowing that princes are sometimes granted magical enchantments, gave him the coffin. "Please take good care of her," they said. As the prince's servants were carrying Snow White's coffin through the forest, they stumbled over some brushwood. The strong jolt dislodged the piece of poisonous apple from Snow White's throat, and in a short time she opened her eyes and sat up. "Where am I?" she asked. The prince, full of joy, told her what had happened and asked her to return to his palace with him. Snow White agreed, and several months later, their wedding was celebrated with great magnificence. Snow White's wicked stepmother was invited to the wedding,
But when she arrived, proudly dressed in her finest clothes, the prince's guard took her by the arms, threw her into the dungeon, and locked her up forevermore. This story was Snow White by Jacob and Wilhelm Grimm. This has been a Library Call adaptation and recording.